Morning everyone, this is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist, on Twitter. I am on my way to the bus stop. I'm actually running a few minutes behind, but so I'm walking through an estate here on my way. It looks like it's been raining overnight. The ground is very wet and the grass is very wet. Thankfully it's not that muddy. Further down actually, near shops, near my house, it's, oh my god, it's like a mud bath. It's so hard to walk through. There's kind of a shortcut. You can't really walk through there because you end up looking, your shoes and whatnot are full of mud. So, not very pleasant. So, what can I say? I slept well. Stupidly, I'd reset. My phone was going really, really slowly. So I'd reset my phone back to its default settings. But before I went to sleep, I forgot to turn on the alarm. So I woke up earlier and it was like 5:30. And my alarm clock used to go off 20 to 6, but I changed it to 10 to 6. So I woke up and it was like 5 past 6 or something. I was like, shit, I forgot to turn the alarm on. So yeah, never mind. Thankfully I woke up in time. And I hopefully won't miss this bus. So yeah. Because then the next one is like not kind of, I think it's 15 or 20 minutes later. So it makes a big impact into my day. So, yeah. And then I've been just flicking on to some websites. And this morning before I came to work, I checked, let me see, Sky News website. And this Brisbane floods, Queensland floods are terrible. So I feel so sorry for all the people out there who are stranded or whose homes have been flooded and everything's been flooded and they've lost everything. Just really wish I had the money spare to be able to donate to help them. But alas, I don't. I have to pay so many bills this month and I've no spare cash at all. So maybe next month I'll be able to donate something. Hopefully it won't be too late. So I was on Sky News. I went on to the RT News website, who are still talking about Michaela Hart. She's the daughter of a down Gaelic football manager. She was murdered on her honeymoon. Very sad story. She was murdered by these hotel workers, who I think must have been trying to steal their stuff. And the poor woman, she went back to the room to get something and she was strangled. So that was very sad. So at least they've got people for them now. And what else did I go on to? I went on to check my bank account in order to see if a bill had come out. It hadn't. I was just like, just take the money, please. I went on to my work email address account just to see if there was any emails, which there wasn't, and that was about it. And then I just went to Twitter for a few minutes, but I couldn't talk long because I literally had 10 minutes or something and I had to get dressed and get myself ready and out the door. So I'm just at the bus stop now, but yeah, I made it and the bus isn't here, so that's a bonus, isn't it? So yeah. It's very wet conditions here, so yeah, so that's about it. So the bus should be here in a minute or two, and I made it, so it's all very quiet. There's a lot of people waiting at the bus stop, but that's about it. So I'll cut this up and say I shall talk to you again very, very soon. Have a good day. Bye.